B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
5 o'clock hour, brought to us by Guided Door and Window. You can take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event right now, where you're going to get 40% off all windows and doors. All you have to do is call Guided Door and Window. The number is 1-877-GO-GUIDED or visit goguida.com. All phone calls into 5 o'clock hour on General Knowledge Wednesday. We're giving away a gold dip rose for one correct answer. And I have made the categories very, very easy today. So let's go to the phones. And let's go with Dave in Center City. Dave, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's shaking, guys?
What's up, Dave?
The top three rated trumpeters of all time, and you may want to run this by your buddy. Number one, Louis Armstrong. Number two, Al Hurt.
I was just going to say Al Hurt.
Yes.
If my dad had a couple Al Hurt albums.
I'm sure he did.
He's a New Orleans guy with a big New Orleans guy with a beard.
Yes, and number three, Chuck Mangione.
Chuck Mangione. I think Chuck Mangione played the flugelhorn, though. I think he's more of a flugelhorn man, Chuck Mangione. Is Chuck Mangione the guy I'm thinking of from Pittsburgh?
He's from, actually, same town. Sharon Stone is Meadville, an hour.
Meadville, yeah, that's outside of Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Mikey Metz. Uh-huh. Oh, Miss Aganoff. Speaking of musical instruments, you mentioned you had an annoying flautist in your complex trying to master the theme to Rocky. Is that still going on?
No.
He's not exactly Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, is he?
No.
Got to practice. See, I didn't like to practice. That was my downfall as a trumpet player. I didn't like to practice. You were supposed to practice an hour every day. I didn't have time for an hour.
Yeah, it's a demanding instrument. Yeah. Mikey Mess, you know the original reason why the umpire would stand behind the pitcher. You get a better bird's eye view of the strike zone. You can basically...
Yeah, I don't agree with that, actually.
Well, that's what was said.
Yeah, you're looking at it from 60 feet, 6 inches instead of, like, seeing the ball right there. I can't imagine you can see the ball better.
Hey, no general knowledge for me, but I got a medical general knowledge for the A-team.
Yeah.
And I hope John Missinelli is not listening. But what is the layman's term for a stigmanometer?
Natalie should know this because she worked at Penn for a while. What is that again?
A stigmanometer.
A stigmanometer. Is that something to do?
Maybe there's Natalie knows.
Is that an eye situation?
No. Blood pressure cuffs.
Oh.
I love you.
I didn't know that.
All right,
I love you guys.
See you later, Dave.
I didn't work with any equipment.
Dave didn't give me a college pick today.
Well, that's because he knew you.
All right, listen.
Get it.
Speaking, since he brought this up, I was going to bring this up today. Now, remember I talked last week about getting melanoma screening done your dermatologist? And I had it done last week, and I said that she'd found a spot, a rough spot, and she checked it, took a piece, and we did a biopsy. So, as it turns out, I have squamous cell carcinoma.
Yeah.
Which is a cancer that is, if you catch it now, it's not a problem. So tomorrow I have to go in and get the cancer cells in the epidermis scraped out.
Now, how does this work? Do you know?
It's local. It's a local anesthetic, and goes in there and scrapes the cancer cells off the epidermis. The point is that I had it, and it was found.
Right.
If I didn't have it and I let that go on, that would have penetrated more and gone into another stage where the point where you could get a melanoma then that would put you in serious cancer trouble.
Yeah.
So fortunately, so what I'm telling everybody is if you don't do those kind of checks, especially if you've lived a long time and you were used to going in the sun or whatever, you don't know until your dermatologist figures it out. So if you have any kind of brown spots on you, I suggest you get a body scan. That, like, for me, it was discovered properly at a time where it's not going to develop into anything more serious. So that's a cautionary tale for people out there.
Yeah, for sure.
So get checked.
Take it seriously. And also, people, I guess, Mike, you would encourage people to wear that sunscreen, right?
Absolutely wear the
before
sunscreen.
Before we get to the scan.
If you have these spots that are unchecked and they are in a different stage of melanoma, then the sun is going to make it worse. So if you have... It would go from the epidermis deeper and then it would get into the bones. And so you don't want that. So get yourself checked now if you have a dermatologist or find one and let them do a body scan for you.
Thanks, Mike.
All right. Let's go to Paul in Maryland. Paul, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Paul.
Well, it is always a pleasure to listen to you folks. You folks have a great rapport, and it comes across great. I just wanted to make a few comments on the universal designated hitter that they're thinking of. Well, that they will have in the game.
Yes,
I would like to kind of. Do some adaptations off of it. I believe you should be able to hit for the pitcher at any time, but the hitter should only be able to bat once if he's not going to play the field. I think the DH, it does cheapen the game some. If an individual wants to get multiple at bats in a game, he should have to play the field. And if his defense is poor, it should hurt the team. David Ortiz, he almost caught Mike Schmidt in career home runs.
Yeah, you don't think that's fair because he wasn't an everyday fielder.
Yes.
Now, you have a point. I don't know how logistical it would. You're saying to have a different DH, like he can only have one at bat if he doesn't play the field.
But I would like to see them expand the roster by two. So put a limit. On the number of pitchers you could have on your roster, so those two extra players would be
There's a limit on the size of the roster of 30 now, so you have extra players, but you can't. It doesn't really make sense to use up players in that way. Like why would you like that rather than have just one guy be that hitter?
Well, I think it makes the game less athletic as a whole. But the number one reason it keeps the pitcher honest, Pedro Martinez did admit after he did retire that 90% of the batters he hit were on purpose. and I'm sure he did it more often in the American League where he didn't have to hit.
Right. Okay. I got you. All right. Would you like a general knowledge question for a Rose?
Sure.
All right. This is easy general knowledge. No, I'm sorry. This is movie multiple choice. Whom among the following was Sean Penn once married to? Is it A, Kate Blanchett, B, Madonna, or C, Drew Barrymore?
I would guess Drew Barrymore.
That would be incorrect. Madonna. That was like 4 years.
Yeah, they were together. I wonder what that relationship was like.
Which one?
Madonna and Sean Penn.
Oh, apparently both of them were. It was bad for both of them.
4 years, though.
At the time.
Now, I did track the Renee Zellweger
Oh, yeah. What's up with her?
Well, she was married to that country dude. And,
oh, yeah.
And it got annulled quickly. It was an annulment involved there.
Oh, boy.
After a couple, only a few months.
Huh.
Well, what was the country dude? What was his name? First of all, she was engaged. She was with Jim Carrey.
That's right. I remember when they were together. That was weird.
Yeah. And then it was the Jack White.
Yeah.
The White Stripes.
She was with Kenny Chesney.
Kenny Chesney. That's right. It was Kenny Chesney and I think 4 months annulment.
Hmm.
Now, that's a pretty good run there for a small period of time.
Yeah.
So, do you draw any conclusions from that? Either Carrie, Jack White, or Kenny Chesney was unstable, or maybe it was her. Which one are you going with?
Well, Jack White, I'm not going to blame that one on her.
But, like, isn't Chesney, like a country hottie? Like, don't people, like, love him?
Yeah.
He's worth a lot of money.
He seems to be a normal dude. Yeah, Kenny Chesney, he's never had any kind
of... he blames himself.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, he went on with Anderson Cooper, went on 60 Minutes, and says that he panicked once he got married. The only fraud that was committed was me thinking that I knew what it was like and that I really understood what it was like to be married, and I really didn't. So either he's being a gentleman or he got married, all of a sudden had to be tied down, and then he bailed.
Well, maybe he's a little nuts. Oh, I'm looking at him. Yeah, he did say he panicked, but he and Tim McGraw became involved in a scuffle with police officers in Buffalo, New York, after Chesney attempted to ride a police horse.
Yeah.
Seems like the good old boys were out wild turkeying, and my man decided to get wild.
Yeah, so that tells me I'm not going to blame her for that either.
Yeah, I mean, all right, I'll take Renee.
I can't blame her for Jim Carrey, because Jim Carrey's had terrible luck with women.
And he's nutty, too. So I'll give her, I'll throw her a bone.
What about Bradley?
You know,
anything on him?
I can't explain that one.
No.
Yeah, that's all over the place.
I mean, look, if somebody has to figure out what's up with him, I'll gladly figure it out.
See, that's where you sign up for these kind of problems.
Who said it's problems? Yeah, what if it's wonderful?
Since Bradley said he was a listener to the Mike Misnelli show, he gets a pass for now as doing no wrong. But we're still trying to
chase him down. He realizes, you know, right here, then he will definitely do no wrong.
Yes. All right, now we'll hook that up for you.
Can't wait.
Since we already did the Nikki Glaser for me, so
yeah.
All right, let's go to Mo on a cell. Mo, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mo,
what's up, Mikey?
What's going on, Mo?
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, so I just had one question about the Philly season,
right?
So we traded our top prospects away for JT. Yet we still have to force him into arbitration. So with the shortened season, what do you think is going to happen with that next year?
I don't think they're going to lose him. They're going to have to re-sign him.
I really hope so.
Yeah, they can't squander a position like that when you know they acquired him because they believed in him. So they just wouldn't let him go, I don't think.
I really hope so.
They're going to have to overpay him, most likely. But, that's the cost of doing business.
You know, in the sport where there's no salary cap, it's worth it. You know, you got the best player at the position. So I really hope we keep him.
Yeah, they really don't have an alternative. If I'm his agent, I'm in a good spot.
Yeah, I told you, you get that 30%.
Yeah, no, he only gets, I think it's mandated to 4%. By rules.
Even better then.
Yeah. All right, Mo, go ahead. What else?
I'll take a general knowledge
question. Okay, here we go. This is general knowledge for dummies. These are like gifts. All right, let me go with this one here. What is the Spanish word for hello?
Hola.
Hola is correct. There you go. That's right. Just listen to Vicente. You can answer that question.
That was pretty good. He had it. He nailed
it. He did. He had a little. He had a good accent there.
Look at that.
That's like the first dialogue that I ever learned in Spanish class. It's like I could still recite it. Hola, Isabel. ¿Cómo está? Estoy bien, gracias. ¿Y tú? Bien, gracias.
Oh, look at that.
Sí.
Steven in Medford, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Steven.
Hey, how you doing? It's pretty ironic. Esteban is just like Esteban. That's what my name is, Steven.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, Esteban.
Well,
Steven.
I played once with a guy named Esteban.
Yeah. I love your impersonation.
Oh, thank you.
Here's the only question. You know as much about baseball as I do. They keep saying they're going to keep spitting out.
Yeah.
How are you going to keep people from spitting in their gloves, throwing the ball around, doing everything? I mean,
yeah, well,
you know,
throwing the ball around is supposedly prohibited.
Yeah.
That is curable. Like, because the first time, like, the first baseman makes the out, his instinct is he throws to the catcher, he's trying to back up the play, right?
Right.
The catcher throws it to the second baseman. Now the second baseman knows you're not supposed to do that. So now the second baseman stops it.
Right. But, yeah, so,
and then it'll eventually stop altogether.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, you know, you spit in your glove. It's just a natural habit you grew up with your entire life.
Yeah.
And
yeah, you're rubbing it in.
Yeah,
keeping it moist.
It is. So, I mean, they're trying to put all these rules in. No seeds.
Yeah, their intentions are good, but you're always going to, like, it's probably impossible to go letter of the law, but they are going to throw that ball out as soon as it's
in. Yeah,
so
if you catch
a ball with a glove that you spin in, that ball goes out of play anyway.
Yeah, I understand that, but it's you're trying to break people's intentions from day one when.
Yeah,
they grew up doing this all the time. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's gonna be hard to do.
All right, man. General knowledge question for you: people who play instruments.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to give you a couple of people. You give me the instrument that they play.
Okay.
Let's go with Tiny Tim and
ukulele.
Don Ho. That is correct. The ukulele.
It's not really popping right now, that instrument.
Well, no, isn't that what Jordan Mailata plays?
Yeah, but he's not famous. I'm saying those guys were famous.
Yeah, it's an island. It's an island.
What's it, the music scene cold on the islands?
No, I'm sure they're playing ukuleles on the islands.
But nobody's crossing over.
Well, I think there's a big demand for the ukulele solo.
Well, you had a couple of guys, you would think once a generation, there should be somebody right now who's going on the Tonight Show.
Playing the ukulele.
Yeah.
Maybe you should take it out.
I'm not from Hawaii. I'm not going to be culture vulture.
It's like Ed Sullivan days when they did that.
All right.
I don't do that stuff now.
That's why I'm going out. So when I host my variety show,
yes,
I can bring it back.
You should play it.
That would be, that's cultural appropriation.
No, it's not.
Black people
instrument.
Don't play ukulele. I'm not taking that. I got to give that to the people that play it.
We can really start a band.
Well, let's go. You guys are familiar with Tiny Tim?
I am familiar with Tiny Tim.
From the Christmas Carol?
No. This is a character who had long stringy, dark hair, and his song, he sang in a falsetto.
Mm-hmm.
He was like a joke act. But he got like really popular, and they had like a wedding on the Tonight Show.
I don't know who that is.
Tiny Tim finally found a woman, but it was all a scam. Yeah, they had the wedding televised live.
Oh, and I've seen him before.
His song was by the way, "Tiptoe Through the Tulips."
Oh, like that's him.
That dude. This country allowed that dude to be famous.
That's what I mean. He made an appearance at wrestling one time when I was a kid. He was like a little kid and playing at wrestling.
A woman that he married a woman. It was like a big national thing. What was her name? She had a name. Miss somebody.
He married.
Miss Vicky?
Miss Vicky. It was Miss Vicky. I mean, did they get married on Johnny Carson show?
No, they only married. They were married for almost 10 years.
I thought they got married on like live TV.
I think they did.
Oh, I think they did.
Yeah,
he was married 3 times till his death in 1996. He was his third wife.
Come on, man, with this silly country, Tiny Tim, Joe and Malvern, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe.
Mike, you do a mean Tiny Tim impersonation.
can you imagine that? We allow that guy to become a famous guy.
Yeah, well, that tells you we're in bad shape, man.
I guess.
Hey, just a couple of points on baseball coming back. First of all, you know, whatever this season ends up looking like, you know, I think it's kind of an anything goes type season. So I'm glad that you're, as a baseball purist, you're on board with some of the
anything you bring my way, I'm in.
You know, there's going to be so many asterisks after this season, statistics, et cetera. It's kind of a throwaway for me, even though I love baseball. But question about the one rule change. The relief pitcher has to face a minimum of three batters.
They're still going through with that rule? Yeah, I assume they are. Yeah.
So, you know, the old lefty specialist, as they call him, coming in.
Right, he's eventually going to have to face a righty.
Right, so I think that gives the advantage to the offense, and you know that could affect the outcome of a few games.
So this means that a manager who puts three lefties in a row together against right-handed pitching is susceptible to the rule. You know, so when you make a lineup, you can never do that, or you're setting yourself up.
Exactly, and one other point, and I would like general knowledge also. So it's a 60-game season. What do you think the win total is going to be for, you know, your...
Well, I'll give you the over-under numbers, and you tell me. All right?
Okay. That's
because they've been set. The Braves' over-under number is 33.5, and so is the Nationals. The Mets are 32.5. The Phillies are 31.5. Where are you going?
I think that's pretty close. I would say under... Yeah, these guys haven't.
You're gonna go on it because basically it's a game and a half over 500.
Yeah, I just think it's going to be a bad product this year. I'm sorry to be so negative, but
I know people are saying bullpen, but I think the starting pitching has to give them a lift more than the bullpen. The starting pitching has to go and give them six to seven every night.
Yeah,
and if a staff can do that, that's the team that wins.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, man. Here's your general knowledge. This is general knowledge, easy general knowledge category.
Okay. All right.
So let's go with what desert stretches across northern Africa from Egypt to Morocco?
The Mojave Desert.
Oh, wrong one. It's the Sahara Desert. I assume I was in the Sahara Desert.
Yeah, you were in Egypt, weren't you?
When I saw the Sphinx.
Yeah.
Were you on a camel?
Yes.
Nice.
But it was so commercial. It was like ridiculous. Because all these camel vendors are
It's like Times Square.
Yeah, it's like, and these poor guys, that's the way they make their living and their...
Yeah.
You know?
It's a hustle.
Yeah, it is. It kind of spoiled the whole thing.
I bet.
It was like huckster.
Yeah.
All right, 610-632-0975. Back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's all for the entertainment of the fan at this point. There's only 60 games. So I'm up for anything. Yeah, but the Cuz all of a sudden now embracing baseball. What's going on with the Cuz?
He admitted he was a fraud. He said he was angry. He admitted it. He did. He admitted he was
down.
A fraud.
He was down on the old ball game for a while.
All the way down. But he's back.
All right. More people care today, by the way, than they did yesterday. So let's get final numbers on our Twitter poll. Brought to us by Paul B. Moyer & Sons. If you need a new mower, zero turn, or other outdoor power equipment, Paul B. Moyer & Sons has it all. Just order online at paulbmoyer.com or give them a call. They have safe contactless pickup in Doylestown, PA. Natalie.
Thanks, Mike. Over 400 votes on this one today. Are you excited about the rule changes for the 2020 baseball season? 44% say yes. 56% say no.
All righty. 56% say no. That's just you being mad. You're just mad. Games will come on soon enough. Phillies get off to a 2-0 start. Oh, woman. Right?
Yeah.
Harper hits a 3-run bomb in game one. You're in.
Yeah, people will be in. And by then, we'll become immersed with sports. Because then the Sixers come like 6 days later, and the Flyers, we'll be ready to roll.
Adam Haseley lashes one in the gap, Tyrone.
Oh, well, you know that's going to happen.
Your man.
He's going to hit 12 doubles.
Is he?
Yeah, in the 60 games, going to hit 12 doubles.
I hope you're right.
12 doubles.
All right, let's go. Tom in Roxborough. Tom, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Tom.
Hi, Mike.
What's up, Tom?
Tyrone, Natalie. Always enjoy your show. It's always informative and entertaining.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it. I had a question. I thought I was delving into the realm of behavioral psychology when I wanted to ask your thoughts. Why baseball players spit? And the previous caller enlightened me, simplified it a little bit. You know, it's a natural spitting in your glove. But, you know, I was thinking about it. I know there was a history of a lot of chewing tobacco in the baseball. But why is there so much spitting?
It's an interesting question because I was a spitter as well. And I tried to explain this yesterday. It's boredom. Wow. Well, it's not boredom. It's trying to occupy yourself without, like, you're standing there for a long time, right? So you just do it as like a habitual thing that is just passing a couple of seconds until the next pitch is delivered. Okay. It's hard to explain, but it's like, you know, you have dirt in front, like, I was in infield. So, like, you're spitting on dirt and you're like rubbing it with your spikes. It's just something to occupy yourself, really. And it's the same when you're like at the plate. You're in dirt and you're moving your feet around and you give a little spin. And I don't know. It's just a tension breaker of some sort.
Yeah, I can understand that. Kind of like chewing gum when you're anxious.
Yeah, and you know, chewing tobacco, you got something out of it. You got a flavor out of it that kind of relaxed you as a player. Now, it's not good for you. And hardly anybody's doing it anymore. But
right.
And that's been replaced by the sunflower seeds. So you can stuff a bunch of sunflower seeds in, and the craft is getting the sunflower seed open with your teeth, spitting the shell out, and eating the seed. It takes, you know, practice, but yeah. it occupies you. You need something to occupy your brain.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I didn't draw the parallel with the seeds.
Yeah, seeds are the same thing. You're like focused on the seed, but you're focused on killing that moment so you can concentrate on the next pitch.
Okay.
If that explains it.
Yeah, it gives me a little bit more insight.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me give you a general knowledge question. Which one did I just do? Did I do the bride thing? Is that the last one I did? Or no? I think we're in the movies.
In the desert.
Oh, did I do the desert? Yeah, the Sahara Desert. Yeah, so that was, what was that, the easy general knowledge? Yes, it was. All right, so we're in movie multiple choice.
Okay,
so here we go. Which of the following actors never starred as the Joker? Was it A, Joaquin Phoenix, B, Jim Carrey, C, Heath Ledger, or D, Jack Nicholson?
Jim Carrey.
That is correct. Did Jim Carrey play another character?
He was the Riddler.
He was the Riddler. Okay.
Yeah. He was okay.
Did he wore, it was the question mark suit, right?
Yeah, the lime green one.
Yeah.
I like the Riddler.
I like him too.
He's my favorite. Mm-hmm. The Riddler was my favorite. Tom in the Northeast. Tom, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tom.
Hi, Mike.
What's up, Tom?
I'm all in on this baseball, but there's one rule change that I do like. But before I get to that, yesterday you mentioned Dick Allen in 1964. He won Rookie of the Year, and then you brought up another third baseman,
Jim Rayhart.
Like Jim Rayhart. They were a lot alike. They weren't good fielders, but they both could hit the hell out of the ball.
Yep.
And also, the year before that was the most unbelievable game I've ever heard of. In 1963, with the Braves and Giants, went 16 innings. Willie Mays hit a home run in the bottom of the 16th to win the game 1-0. Juan Marichal and Warren Spahn both pitched the entire game.
Get out.
They both went, honest to God.
They threw 16 innings?
They both threw 16 innings, and they both pitched, made over 200 pitches each.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. I can look it up right now.
Oh, my God.
Nope.
That's outrageous.
Sure. 1963, Warren Spahn, Marichal, 16-inning game. It was in San Francisco. Ended 1-0 with Willie Mays.
I'm going to look that up and see the pitch count on that.
Yeah, 227 was one of them. I think it was Marichal.
Seriously? He threw 227 pitches. He threw hard, too.
Yeah, Marichal and Spahn both. But both
oh, my God. I didn't know that. That's good. That's good stuff.
And it's true. You could check it out. Right. Anyway, the one change that I do like in another guy, he sort of touched on it, and that's the end of what they call the loogie, the left-handed one-out guy.
Yeah.
There'd be like three pitching changes an inning, and that's coming to an end.
Yes.
Unless it's the last guy unless it's the third out, then you can bring that guy in.
Yeah, I like that. That's forward thinking. That's an improvement to the game.
I think it is.
Yeah, it's a time saver, too. All right, let me give you a general knowledge question. This is general knowledge for dummies. You should get it real easy.
Yeah.
Lima is the capital of what country?
Peru.
Correct. Peru. Giving away a lot of roses today, man. Warming my heart. All right, so I just looked up this thing. I find this hard to believe. 16-inning shutout. He threw 227 pitches, and the other guy threw 201. Yeah. Are you serious?
I'm looking at it now.
I wonder if they both made their next start.
Spahn.
He was a junk baller, so I could see what he would. Marichal threw hard. 227 pitches throwing hard?
Well, now you see why his career wasn't long.
Marichal wasn't long?
I mean, it was long. But he wasn't effective after a long time.
That's interesting. Was he effective the year after that?
Yeah.
He was
actually 63. He was almost the same. In 63, he won 20. He was 25-8 with a 2.41. The following year, he was 21-8 with a 2.48 and had 22 more complete games.
That's ridiculous.
And then, but at 31, he was basically...
He was done.
Because...
By 31?
31, he had a 2.1 ERA, then 4.2, and then that's when the innings dropped. I mean, he pitched till he was 37, but he wasn't the same. You get what I'm saying? Like,
well, when he was 31, his ERA was 2.10. The next year, he ballooned a little bit to 412. But then the next year, he came back at 294.
These inning counts are ridiculous, by the way.
He threw 3,507 innings. He had 2 years where he threw 324 more innings.
I can't believe it. At the age of 35 with San Francisco, he threw 207 innings.
This guy was superhuman because he lasted 16 years. Like, he might not have been effective in his late 30s, but he was effective up until he was 34.
No, he was.
That's amazing.
There was only 5 walks in that game between both pitchers in that game.
They didn't even, those pitch counts, plus they had 4-man rotations. So after that year, he threw that many innings, he came back the following year and threw fewer innings that next year.
Had to.
Yeah, he threw 321 innings that year, that 16 game, and then he went down to 269.
Which is still just
Yeah, but
ridiculous.
Then he came back up to over 300 again a couple more times. That's amazing. 610-632-0975. Man, these guys hit 100. See you later. My man Juan Marichal went twice that.
Crazy. Throwing gas?
Back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, it's 5:45. You know, the other Juan Marichal. It's amazing the stuff comes up in this show. But he was infamously known for something also in baseball. He corked a catcher with a bat.
Oh yeah.
He conked Johnny Roseboro of the Dodgers over the head with a bat.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah, that's wild.
That's an assault, man.
Yeah.
Assault battery.
What happened to him after that?
I don't know what happened to him. He was still, you know, he wasn't banned from the game. I don't know if they even suspended him back then. Well, the Dodgers and the Giants had this rivalry, and it was like a beanball type of brawl, and Marichal had thrown at somebody, so they Koufax threw at him, and when he threw at him, somehow the catcher got the brunt of it. He actually literally hit him on top of the head with the bat. Oh, no, no, here's what it was.
Oh, yeah, somebody threw the ball at him, right?
The catcher, John Roseboro, Koufax wouldn't throw at anybody. But it was an inside pitch, and it was low, and it got away from the catcher. So Roseboro retrieved the ball and fired it back to Koufax, but whizzed it past Marichal's ear.
Yeah, and I'm looking at
it. So he turned it, and he hit him over the head with the bat.
In his book, Roseboro admitted that it was on purpose.
That he threw past his ear. Whizzed past his ear.
Yeah, on purpose.
Well, he got the heat for that.
And they said that
he split. I remember he bloodied him. I think with he corked him right over the head with the bat and bloodied him.
Yeah, but Roseboro apparently was boxing ahead and karate expert.
Oh, really?
So Willie Mays saved America because once he came to, and he was out for a second, but once
he's
he came to,
out?
He would have. They say he would have kicked his butt. Like he could fight for real, like no games. Uh-huh. And Willie Mays. Is the only reason it didn't escalate worse.
Can you imagine that happened today? Like, that guy would be banned from the game. Think about that.
Yeah.
Like, how did you get away with that back then?
That's aggravated assault. We learned that this week.
It is. Aggravated assault.
So here was the whole thing. So Marichal got ejected, and then Roseboro needed 14 stitches total.
He gashed his head.
Yeah. He was suspended for 8 games, but there was double headers, so it was 10 games total. And then he was fined. If you translate it to today's money, he was fined $15,000. It's like nothing.
Oh my God.
And then Roseboro sued Marichal for $110,000, but they settled for $7,500, and that was the whole thing.
Well, I wonder why he settled for that little. All you gotta do is share that video in court, man. Corked him over the head with a bat. He killed the guy.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember Marichal kicking somebody. He spiked a guy and cut a guy named Crawford.
Marichal is a wild dude, man.
Yeah, he spiked
the
guy.
Sam and Easton, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Sam.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's up, Sam?
Got a question for you. With the shortened 60-game schedule, do you think the Phillies should go with a 4-man rotation?
No, because that would put too much stress on their pitchers. You can't assume that they're going to be stretched out to pitch that often.
That's only that would just be 15 starts for each guy with four.
Yeah, but these guys haven't thrown. So you're talking about guys that now are at best you're going to get like 5-6 maybe 6 innings out of, and you don't want to shorten your rotation because then that guy has to come back. Those guys are going to be worn out. That's the worst thing you could do is the 4-man rotation. They're just not ready to be stretched out to that extent.
Is Arrieta penciled in as the number three? Is he ready?
He is the number three, yes.
And who'll be four?
Eflin.
Five.
Either Velasquez or Pivetta, yet to be determined. Toss a coin. Depends on how you like your bag of crap. I don't know, man. You mentioned those two to me.
I know. Last question. After the 60 games, do you think they'll allow fans in for any type of playoff games?
Will they bring in fans for playoff games? Probably not. I wouldn't think so. Because it's going to end in October. Will they be ready for fans? Who knows? Maybe they'll come up with some kind of a plan by then. I can't answer that question. All right, man. Would you like a general knowledge question?
Sure.
Okay, let's go with these are people who play instruments. All right, so if I go Bob Dylan and Toots Thielemans.
Harmonica?
That's correct. Harmonica. Now, it was probably Dylan. Maybe I would say guitar. He's a guitar. But I don't know who Toots Thielemans is.
Me neither.
But apparently he's a good harmonica player.
Hmm. Alrighty.
That was the most insincere whom I've ever
heard. I mean, I don't really have any thoughts. That's nice. It's like a good for him.
Tom in Florida, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tommy?
Me?
Yes.
Hello?
You're on, buddy. Go ahead.
How you doing, man?
Good.
I just got 2 points. I like the 60-game schedule. I like them playing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy people are playing ball again.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be tainted. I mean, it's going to be asterisks. Whoever wins the World Series is going to be an asterisk next to it.
Yeah, I don't care about the asterisks. COVID. I don't care about the numbers. I've never been a baseball numbers guy like most baseball fans are. You got the act. You get 60 games. Somebody's going to win it. We'll be engaged for a while if our team's in it.
Okay, thank you. And second thing is, I don't like to put the guy on second base. I think that's like men's league softball.
It is.
Major League Baseball.
No, it really is, but it's softball. A necessary adjustment for this kind of a climate, don't you think? Like, if you can put it in a little window, a little box, and say, this is just a one-time-only thing because it's necessary not to have extra inning games where you have a minimal amount of games and guys that haven't really prepared for an entire season. So you want to keep the games as short as possible.
It's a very good point. And, keep people off the field. I don't understand why you can't throw the baseball around the field. I think people are too paranoid. It is what it is.
I don't think people are too paranoid. I think it's prudent to take every precaution that you can. Now, it may not work out 100% clean like they write it on paper, but I think the intention to do it this way is a good thing.
Okay, that's the precautionary.
By the way, where are you in Florida, Tom? Are you affected by the surge?
I'm in Bradenton, Florida. You know me. I talked to you in Bradenton.
You're in Bradenton. Okay.
Yeah. So right next to McKay.
Are you okay down there in Bradenton?
I'm fine. I'm quarantined. I stay in my house. I don't go out.
What's going on around you? What's the state of affairs down there as far as...
I don't know. Like on the island, I guess 3 restaurants are shut down. Things are going crazy. It's getting a little... We're getting spiked with it.
Yeah, you're getting spiked. I'm trying to figure out, because I know South Florida has gotten a major spike. I'm just curious to know, that area, how that area is doing.
I haven't been too bad. I'm in Manatee County. Just south of Tampa, as you know. You know where Bradenton is.
Yes.
Just south of St. Pete.
Yeah, Pittsburgh Pirates are Bradenton.
Yeah. People are a little, I don't know. It's just, like I said, I just stay inside. I try to keep cool and not.
All right, man. Well, listen, you stay safe down there. All right, brother?
Hey, thank you for talking to me, Mike.
All right, Tom. Yeah, everybody in Florida, it's a precarious situation. All right, so following this particular show, Devon Givens will be in on 97.5 The Fanatic on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Candid Conversations About Race. That's an interesting show.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a new episode.
New show, going to be very interesting. Danny Pommels is involved.
Jason Avant.
And who else is in there?
Bear Brooks. Is,
okay. Yeah. All right, so stay tuned for that. And then following that, the Sixers Pistons from December. Have a great night, everybody. Be safe. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.